at Phillips Securities, Joey Choi joining us now. Joey, Singapore stocks closed lower, tracking regional markets. What's been happening today?
Well, Singapore market opened down 28 points today, taking the cue from Wall Street, with Dow Jones closing down by 253 points as investors come to terms with the prospect of higher U.S. borrowing costs accompanying the rate hike. So we have seen oil and gas counters like Keppel Corp, Sam Marine tank by more than 1.5% in the morning, dragging the index lower on the back of crude oil prices breaking below the U.S. $35 level. So there will also selling pressure seen in some oil and gas peers like Ezion and Ezra. So STI was negative throughout the day, but recovered at the later part of the day with some bargain hunting on blue chips and with local banks recovering from day lows. And finally, STI closed just down 8 points for the day at about 2,853.
What is your view, Joey, on the stock market as we go into 2016?
Well, this week's focus has mainly been about the Federal Reserve hiking rates, and indeed, just 2 nights ago, there was a unanimous decision to raise the Fed fund rates by 25% for the first time in almost a decade. So I think that the markets worldwide have reacted positively to this rate hike, given that the Fed has talked about this since May 2013, and has in fact given ample hints. So Janet Yellen has also used the word gradual about a dozen times during a speech to describe the pace of future rate increases, which kind of assured the market. So this move gives some sort of a closure and a sign of confidence about the economy, with Dow Jones actually surging up 224 points 2 nights ago. So back at home, STI has rebounded from its low of 2,800 points at the beginning of the week, in line with other markets. However, a stronger US dollar due to the rate hike coupled with oversupply worries has pushed crude oil prices down further to multi-year lows. So therefore, we may still continue to see weakness in oil and gas counters going forward, which may be a negative on sentiment. And overall, I think that the Singapore market might start to experience some resistance again as it approaches the 2,900 level, with it struggling to stay above over the past 3 weeks. So support would be at about the 2,800 level for now.
And could you share the stocks or sectors that you're recommending to investors for next year?
Well, one can consider Raffles Medical as we head into 2016. So Raffles Medical has been expanding its capacity locally, with it opening a 17,000 square feet medical center in Shaw Center a few months back. So it has also diversified globally with a new medical center in Japan, as well as the acquisition of a firm which operates 10 clinics in China, Vietnam, and Cambodia. So fundamentally, its valuations do look attractive compared with its peers. And technically, Raffles Medical has been supported above the $4.10 level since May this year, with it trading to a high of near $5 in July before retracing back down. So barring any negative news flow, those looking to accumulate for the longer term can consider entry near the $4.10 support level for any rebound back up to $4.40 first. So it's back to you, Michelle.
Thank you very much for joining us. Joey Choi there, Remizia at Phillips Securities. This market update is brought to you by the SGX. I'm Michelle Martin.